Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those
mic,
are your own.
People.
But just keep in mind that the views,
the
information, or opinions
room.
Expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals
trying
involved
to figure
and do
out,
not necessarily represent
sure
those of our sponsors.
Sounds good.
Yeah. It's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Hell yeah, coming straight out of the box. Got 10 people in here. If you're in the chat room, like, I think I got it figured out, but I'm sure I'm going to jinx it, so it is good then. Man, I think I figured out what was, 11 people in here. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I do apologize for missing yesterday's show. I just had to take a personal day. Had to get out. Went over to Tampa. Hung out with my best friend, Colton. And then I headed back this morning. And I really, really needed it. And I apologize that I missed the show. And I'm going to make it up to you. I'm going to do a bonus show. I'm going to do a Saturday night show. So, hey, Fozzie, how are you? If you guys are interested and think you would listen to a Saturday night show, What time? It doesn't have to be at night. Would you guys like a midday show? Would you guys, what time? What time would you like me to do a Saturday edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast? What up, Mark? Because I have no problem doing it anytime. What is best for you? Like, would you want to listen to the Tuttle Daily Podcast? Like, when you're running errands, or because a lot of people can listen to audio only and stuff. So I can do it anytime. I want to super serve you because I really did leave you guys hanging. Speaking of leaving somebody hanging, Bubba has a pretty good like thing when it comes to guests. Like, you need to call on time and you get a 5-minute window. Bubba Love Sponge. But these guests, they cancel sometimes. And I do a lot of show prep. I used to not. Yeah, I do a, you know what? If I would do a 24-hour Tuttathon, but I'm going to have to book guests. I'm going to have to, like, plan it out. I would love to do a 24-hour Tuttle podcast. What up, Fish on Jay? Yeah, I saw your message. Yeah, I was wondering what happened to you last night. Fish on Jay had put that last night because the show says, yo, yo, sup, Pat. Oh, don't forget, you know, a week ago today, the Legion of Dude raided my chat room, and I became really, really good friends with them. I'm going to be on their show after this one. I was trying to get Dr. Trill on. But it was a last-minute thing because my guest canceled on me. And it was a Wiccan. It was a woman that is a Wiccan from Colorado. And she, like, sells all these potions and herbs and all this bullshit and stuff. And that's the thing about the interviews that I do. Earlier in the week, I interviewed that guy that believed in the supernatural and stuff. I didn't try to debunk him. I asked him all types of questions. I think it's horrible interviewing when you have somebody on and you're just a complete dick and not giving them the floor and letting them plead their case and stuff. But this Wiccan woman, this witch, canceled on me, like, probably like 5 hours before the interview, before she was going to be on live tonight. And her excuse was allergies. Look, I suffer from allergies. A lot of people do. And I know, I say this a lot, and I know that I'm sounding like that old person that I hated when I was young. Come on, man. Allergies? Dude, do you know what would have happened, like, when I was an iron worker and I would have called the foreman and said, hey, I can't weld today. I can't hang iron. I can't connect because of my allergies. Yeah, they would tell me, hey, don't come back. Don't call back. Don't come in. We don't want you. Do you realize what would happen if I woke up in the morning when I was working with Bubba the Love Sponge and I said, hey, Bubba, or Blitz, Bubba, I can't make the show. My allergies are just too bad. No. I would be fired immediately. And I'm not saying that I'm on the level of some of these other bigger shows. By the way, I want to talk about that. Because I've been doing the live streams and stuff, but the audio podcast is what got me to the dance. And I am just blown away by, because this is the best week of downloads when it comes to audio wise. I've been averaging over 2,000 downloads a day. The last couple of days have been through the roof. For the week, I have 55,322 downloads. I know that there's a lot of other podcasters out there that have a lot of downloads, but for the week, 55,000, I'm blown away. Like, because what I've been doing, because before I had this equipment and stuff, I would do two shows a day. I would do the audio podcast, and then I would do a live stream. And now that I'm doing the live stream, and then I'm just taking the audio and I'm posting that for just people to listen to audio-wise. Because, you know, a lot of people like to listen to stuff on their ride into work. And I'm not trying to S my own D or anything, but I think what I'm doing now with Fozzie, I know you're kind of being a little bit of a dick, but Fozzie, I'm putting it up there. I'm putting it up there for everybody to see. Fozzie, if you will, says, you're welcome. I've been plugging your show, cousin. Well, thank you, Fozzie. I really, really do appreciate that. And, you know, it's not that I'm ignoring the audio podcast of it, but I think people are liking it because it's more long form. The show is sounding better. And you know how I've been having the mic issues on the live stream? That's why I've been telling you guys to go check out the audio version. You don't have to listen to a whole show, but listen to the audio quality. It is big. Now, this is something that I've wanted to. I use Podomatic. Podomatic.com is my hosting service that hosts all the audio, all the content that I put up. I'm interested, and I would like to hear your thoughts on this, okay? I started the podcast February 27th of 2020. So what is 4/8/2022? So like 2 1/3, almost 2.5 years. If you guys were going to guess, because I'm trying to find out, I requested it, how many overall downloads do you think I've gotten across all platforms? I'm talking iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio. Any of the, I'm on all podcasting platforms. If you guys had to guess, I'm guessing, because I don't want to look like an idiot when I do find out, I think I have over 1 million downloads. But I would also say I'll go 800,000 to 1 million downloads. Thank you, Fozzie. But I would like to hear your guesstimates. Like, how many overall downloads from the beginning to now? Now, keep in mind, this is something that I've learned about podcasting and stuff, is that every so often you'll get a bunch of people that are new to the show. And then what they'll do is they'll go back and they'll listen to the whole catalog. And you get a really big bump. So some days you got really, really good numbers, and some days you don't. And I've had to learn that because, you know, in radio, TV, entertainment in general, it's, you need it now. You need that gratification that people are listening to you. And you don't get that with podcasts because it's on demand. It's on demand. People can listen anytime. I've had listeners that said, hey, man, I just had a busy week, but I caught up on the show on the weekend. Because there were days when I first started the podcast that I was like, oh, man, I'm wasting my time. Yes, it is Fish on J. A bump is pretty good every once in a while. But I would like to hear from you because I am going to find out. And I'm going to try to get some giveaway, maybe like closest to the pin without going over. Well, you know what? Going over, I kind of hated that whole thing. So, you know, whoever gets closest to the actual number, because I've already requested it with Podomatic, and I'm trying to find out. Maybe I'm just full of myself, but I think I got over 1 million downloads. And I know that's not a lot when it comes to, like, almost 2.5 years of broadcasting and stuff. But I just want to thank everybody that listens to it, the audio version. And like I said, I pull this audio. So if you're listening to the audio version and you guys ever want to check out the live stream and stuff, you can do that. YouTube.com/ I'm on plenty. Bounty Hunter. Oh, Bounty Hunter. Now, are you trying to make a 9/11 reference by 911,000 downloads? I'm just asking. How are you, Bounty Hunter? I'm glad you're catching the show tonight. And by the way, guys, you know, I've talked about this. The only reason that this show's grown, yes, I go on other radio shows. Matter of fact, I'm going to be on A Mediocre Time with Tom and Dan next week. So I get out there and try to hit the ground. And I do that, but a lot of this is all word of mouth. You know, I ask you guys to, if you want to donate, super chat, cheer bits, you can go to my PayPal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. But if you don't want to give anything, tell one person. Tell your friends, family, loved ones, whatever it may be about the show. And that's better than anything that you could help donate financially. So yeah, the Wiccan bitch, she canceled on me and stuff, but should I put a policy down, like 12 hours? If you cancel 12 hours or less before the show, I don't want you anymore. I really don't. But I also want to have her on. Because I was like, you do all this medicine stuff. You're mixing all that. I got to know, like, where was that at? Did your Wiccan magic not protect you from hay fever, pollen, high pressure system coming through, playing havoc on your or on your allergies? Psh, get out of here. Like, I got 1 million downloads. Oh, Bounty Hunter. Oh, she is. All right. So Vulture, my producer, said next Thursday she is on. Bounty Hunter. Yeah, I did check out the rocket launch today. I made it back from Tampa and was able to see it. I saw the rocket launch in my plane today for the first time while cruising to Jacksonville for a marathon. Was awesome. You got to be careful about that no-fly zone around there as well, too. But I know you could still see it. Speaking of that, I don't know. I really don't like sharing my screen and stuff. Speaking of rocket launch, I went to the Seminole Indian Mound. Actually, Fish on Jay's been there with me. It is a India mound. Fish on Jay coming in with $11 on the super chat. Thank you, my friend. But Fish on Jay's been with me. Thank you, Ramiro Gonzalez. Don't forget, later on, Legion of Dude, I'm going to be on their show. I went out to the Seminole rest area. Oh, come on. Well, at least I'm getting ads before it. What up, Selma? How are you? But I did this. It's an Indian shell mound because a lot of the Native Americans here, they would collect the shells, and a lot of them were absolutely destroyed. All right, so I'm gonna play this. I wanted to share this with you, and I'm not gonna start and stop it. Oh, thank you, Selma. I'll definitely be there. So I'm gonna share my screen, and I'm gonna play this for you uninterrupted, so you guys can enjoy it. Be back in a few minutes. This is my visit to the Seminole Rest Historic Area in Oak Hill, Florida. Come on, play. Where is this? Hold on.
A quick little video. There are so many of these hidden gems here in Florida. I'm actually at the Seminole Rest Historical
By the way,
site.
This is at my YouTube channel.
It is
YouTube.com/Tuttle.
Where they kept all their shells and stuff. A lot of the Indian shell mounds had been just devastated because when they were creating a lot of the roads, they took the shells and they ground them up for the asphalt. But Seminole Rest Historic Site is actually right down the road from the Hobo Fish Camp, and I thought I would give you guys a little tour. It's a really cool place. It's actually been a little while since
I'm sorry. I know that I said I wasn't going to interrupt it. You guys used to make fun of me about the rat microphone. I broke out the rat microphone, that little treble-looking microphone that I used to use before I got all this. Listen to how goddamn good my voice sounds.
I have been here. I don't know if they've been keeping up. Well, it still looks very, very manicured. A lot of mangroves. And you can see here, look, if you look, all this grass, all these mounds that you're seeing right here, that is all shell that the Indians used to collect after they would go after clams, oysters, all that good stuff. So every bit of this grass, the hilly area, that is all shell covered up by grass. There's these little cool spots here. I've done a little bit of surf fishing here. If you look out there, those boats are abandoned boats, and they're trying to do something about that, because here in the state of Florida, as long as you move your boat every so often, the game warden, the beach patrol, marine patrol, the Coast Guard, they can't do anything about it. A lot of people are saying that, well, these boats are nothing but litter, and they're going to start cleaning these things up, because I think that they are going to be changing some of the laws, especially here in Volusia County. Also, the great thing about some of the shells here, they're actually bagging them up to be able to use to actually help with erosion on some of the beach line here at Seminole Rest. Like I said, they got all types of great information here. You got kids, you want to take them out for something informational. This right here shows you all the mounds that used to be here in the Volusia County area. All the ones that are crossed out with X's are all gone. And the ones there, which is the Seminole Rest Turtle Mound and Castle Windy, are all there. And like I said, people, all these hills, you got to remember, Florida is one of the flattest places here in the United States. As you can see, underneath this grass is all the shells, oysters, clams, whatever shellfish that they were eating at the time. They kept a lot of these shells to be able to make like trinkets, jewelry. They even fashioned them into weapons. I used to come down here quite a bit, especially after I stopped drinking, just to be able to come to a place. It's a little relaxing. You can hear the waves. A lot of great foliage. I did find a lot of snakes out here one time, but I mean, it is Florida. This is also one of the other cool things. They got some, I think they got two historical homes up here. I think during the pandemic, they've been closed, as you can tell. Not keeping up with the mowing so much. Once again, back to the snakes. But I got to tell you, it's a beautiful day, and you cannot beat this view. This is also, this is one of my favorite trees here. It reminds me of one of those trees in Africa. It looks dead. I'm pretty sure this one is dead. But it just looks really, really cool. Some of the other great things you can learn here, I've always wondered why this mound, why did it make it? Well, this guy, Mr. and Mrs. Wesley H. Snyder, they actually purchased this land because they wanted to preserve it because they knew that this is something that people would actually want to learn about in the future. The caretakers, I mean, come on. They didn't look very, very happy back then, but, you know, times were tough. Locals would often stay in this cottage when caring for the Snyder property. So the Snyders, good looking out. Good looking out for us and the Indians. This is one of the other houses that they have here. I don't know. Are those azaleas? I think those are. No. I can't tell.
Bougainvillea, by the way. Bougainvillea.
I used to be in ornamental horticulture when I was in the Future Farmers of America. Became kind of rusty on it. I was on two teams, the nerdiest of all teams. I was on the soil judging team. Yes, you heard that correctly. We won the state championship. They would actually dig a hole. We'd have to get down in the hole.
All right, I'm sorry. I gotta like highlight some of these. Bozzy says that photo of the Snyder family looked like the Shining photo. Nelly Mandingo agrees. Dead on fire. Nelly Mandingo, where does the panhandle? Snow's in the panhandle. Fish on Jay is absolutely correct. You're actually not allowed to remove anything from there. It is very, very protected. But yeah. And this is all true, people. And if you guys hate this, this is something I'm going to do. And I'm going to get back into the video. But I got a great idea. And Fish on Jay, I'm going to call you tomorrow because I'm going to need your help on making this happen.
And we would have to judge the soil. The other one being ornamental horticulture. I got to tell you, they've done some pretty good work out here because I got to tell you, the walkway, the boards, very, very sturdy.
Definitely.
No, it's not, probably not original work and stuff. It's kind of a nice little boardwalk that they got here as well, too. Like I said, back to the snakes. But this is the original big house. I don't mean big house as like a plantation. But this, I guess you would call the big house. Oh, damn it. It's closed. But yeah, they got like a little gift shop. You can go in there. You can actually check everything out. Got some rocking chairs. How you know you're in Florida, especially Volusia County. No firearms. Let's walk around the back side of the house. I don't even know. Can I even get back out this way? It's been a while since I've broken out the old trusty handy rat mic that you guys...
Oh, by the way, yeah, that rat microphone. Ugh. I mean, it came in.
Love so much. I think this is the last little plaque you can read. Showing some of the excavation. Archaeologists coming in here. They've actually found some pretty cool stuff. And if you like old school Florida, you like the moss hanging from the trees. I mean, this right here is like straight up Florida. Florida all day. And the tourists... They love this moss, but guess what? You're going to get red bug crazy if you rub this stuff all around you.
That is the truth. I crack up when the tourists come here and they love that moss. They love that moss. It reminds them of like any John Grisham movie where it's a Southern lawyer and stuff. Yeah, the rat mic came in strong today, T-Bone. T-Bone, I'm glad you... Glad you came, man. Like, you're one of the OGs. Actually, you're definitely an OG. But I love it when the tourists come down here and they rub this stuff, they grab it, and they're like, it feels so soft. Red bugs. And if a lot of you guys don't know what red bugs are, they're chiggers. No, don't think anything. I'm not making jokes. Red bugs are chiggers. Chiggers are red bugs. I remember the first time I got really bad red bugs or chigger bites. I think I might have been in the second or third grade. I got bit up so badly. I went to go use the bathroom in third grade, and they actually called the ambulance because I freaked out so much. Because when I went to go pee, now imagine, well, and you shouldn't imagine, of my third grade testicles, they were swelled up. It was like I had two baseballs in between my legs. I had gotten so many red bugs. Now, the whole wives' tale or wives' tale of, you know, how you get rid of them is a bit of fingernail polish on the bites. Well, you know, I was still young. It was kind of traumatizing. But my mom, while I'm laying on my back, no underwear on, standing in front of a fan, because the cool air helped the red bug bites on my testicles, my mom painted every single red bug bite on my third grade testicles. And so I really didn't think anything of it, but now looking back on it, I don't know, that was a little weird, but I know my mom was doing it out of love and stuff. And you know what? What podcaster, what radio host is going to admit that their mom painted their third grade testicles with fingernail polish and stuff? Yeah, it does smother them, but do you want your mom down there like she's a male gynecologist painting every single red bug bite with red fingernail polish on your third grade testicles? No, you don't. That's why I always laugh when I see these tourists just rubbing all this stuff all over them.
Oh, this is also the other thing, the Timaquan. The Timaquan.
All right, so look at this. Whoever did this, like, were the Timaquan Indians? And I got to tell you, the Timaquan dudes, they were track stars. Look at the glutes. I mean, come on. And they're killing some prehistoric crocodile slash dinosaur lizard. Oh, Fish on Jay, I'm going to call you after the show, okay?
I guess that was the Indian tribe that was here. Look at that big old prehistoric alligator. Look at that. Man, hook me up with that barb.
I mean, look at this. Look at what they got. All right, so, all right, let's go through this. The fish look like speckled perch. Those look like crappy or specks. Then, I'm telling you right now, this thing right here, because you can see my cursor, that's a dog, that's a dog. That is a water moccasin or a rattlesnake. Is this a baby gator or monitor lizard? That looks like a straight-up monitor lizard. Nelly Mandingo says, my stepmom painted my face brown for Halloween when I dressed up as a DJ. T-Bone comes in, lifelong hunter. I've had those things everywhere, but no, I would not want my mom doing that. I remember the first time that I picked a really big tick off of my testicles, and it got in there pretty deep. Oh, that was a bleeder. That was a bleeder. But look at this stuff. I mean, I bet this was some badass food, though. Look at this dude. Got his hair in a bun. Yeah. Come on, man. Can't beat that. Oh, that was it.
When we agreed
Did I? See, that's me because I have to put goddamn commercials in the middle of things. Stop sharing screen. All right, so
roommates, we said
my idea is, all right, how do I get rid of this? My idea is, because, you know, you never know what's going to hit or miss. And I want, what up, Ron Bartoshin. Wait, Iggy T. So you're telling me, Iggy T, up in Canada, you have absolutely no bugs. No roaches. You don't get roaches. Because I don't believe that. But I want to. So you know, I'm doing the live stream stuff, but I'm wanting to do produce videos, videos that I edit. And by the way, that video I just edited, I did that whole thing on my phone. I did the whole thing on my phone. But what I want to do is I want to start going out every weekend and touring some of these like hole-in-the-wall places, springs, those little parks like I just went to at Seminole Rest. Because Florida, I mean, Florida's natural most valuable resource in the state of Florida is water. It's water. And all the springs that we have, all the wetlands that we have, I'm going to start going to state parks and start reviewing a lot of these parks and stuff. Like where I grew up, De Leon Springs, Florida, Blue Springs, the Itch-Tutney. I mean, Fish on Jay, I mean, don't you think that would be a great idea? And I know that some of, and I'll do the paranormal stuff. I did that paranormal interview this week, but I think it would be cool as hell to feature some of those, like, not way up there state parks, but like the Seminole Rest today. I think that would be great. So that I'll get with you that Fish on Jay. I really do, but the paranormal stuff, I think that would be great. Here, I'll give you another one. The Pioneer Settlement in Barberville, in between De Leon Springs and Pearson, go there. I mean, there's so many places you can go to. There's springs everywhere. And I want to start doing that. I want to hit those roadside attractions and stuff. I've always loved that. Like, if I was going to travel the United States of America, I don't want to go to the big theme parks. I want to go to the roadside attractions, like come by and see the world's biggest frying pan, or come by and hang out at the Grit Festival. I think there are so many of those things out there that would be absolutely great. I mean, I'm not a religious guy. I don't believe in the afterlife, so I really don't believe in ghosts. I mean, I can admit if I'm wrong and stuff. But back to my interviews and stuff, a lot of, even though I don't believe in it, I'm still going to interview. Like, everybody's seen, I got so much feedback from the Supernatural interview that I did on Monday. I think it was Monday. People loved it because I wasn't trying to disprove the guy. I was just trying to ask as many questions as I could. I think that this story and this guy got exactly what he wanted. But also at the same time, oh, God damn it. Be right back. I really don't know what to do. I don't know. Is it better now? Can somebody please let me know? Vulture, if you're in there, is it better? All right. Thank you. All right. I you know what I'm doing this weekend as well. I know I'm back, Fish on Jay. I had to exit out of it. I don't know why. So, but I am. I'm going to take everything apart. And then I'm going to put this all back together. I'm going to clean all the connections. I'm going to do all that. Because I'm sick and tired of this. But this guy out of Compton, and if you don't know about Compton, it's a pretty bad place. But this guy out of Compton, straight out of Compton, posing as an undercover brother. No, what this guy was doing was he was getting on Grindr and he was, you know, trying to connect with guys. And then when he would go there to hook up with them, he was robbing them. And I don't know, like, I don't know many, like, do you think anybody out of NWA or, like, in the 90s in Compton would have posed as a gay man just to rob somebody? I don't know. I could be wrong, but this guy got the absolute piss beat out of him. Now he's going to be up on hate charges, hate crimes. He was stabbing people. And I'm sorry, if you're going to go into somebody's house and you try to rob them with a knife, don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
High authorities say that he met his victims through...
Kimberly Chang, what up? Eyebrows are on fleek, by the way.
Met his victims through the Grindr app and then talked his way into their home.
I don't even know somebody from Compton would even want that. Would even want, because, you know, like when you download an app and stuff, it shows like your download history. Yeah, but Fozzie, come on. I mean, you can catch AIDS from women just as easily. Well, not easily as. I'm going to leave it at that. But I just don't know, like, if somebody would even download the Grindr app. No. That's why I think this guy is a little undercover. He's a little bit of an undercover brother. And there's nothing wrong with that. Because why would he even think about this? Why would he even come up with this idea if he did not know about the gay community and where they go, what apps they use, how to be able to talk? Say what you will, gay men are pretty smart. And if you're acting like a fraud, a gay fraud, they're gonna smell that. They're gonna sniff it out. So that's why I say this guy has a little bit of tendencies.
Homes or hotel rooms, as you mentioned, this occurred in areas like LA, West Hollywood, and Beverly Hills. He's accused of robbing them. Now, he was arrested earlier this week, and authorities say he was in court yesterday.
We do expect that there may vary.
I mean, this holy plastic surgery, dude. Holy crap.
Very well be more victims. This has been going on since 2019.
The U.S. Department of Justice says.
All right. So let's look at this. That's him on the left before he got his ass whipped. On the right is where he got his ass whipped. Now, let's think about this. Just because a man is gay does not mean he does not know how to fight. You know how many times I've seen TikTok videos or World Star Hip Hop videos that they'll step up to an obviously out-of-the-closet gay man thinking that, oh, he doesn't know how to fight. He's feminine. Just to get their ass completely folded by a gay man. This is what happened to this dude. I don't know, like, if the gun... See, because he was using a knife. He was not using a gun or anything like that. So this guy uses a knife. I mean, the guy he was trying to rob could have had a gun. This could all be from a pistol whipping. Look at that, like, lick that he took underneath of his eye there. And that looks like a pistol getting hit right in the face. Man, this guy picked the wrong dude to try to fool when it comes to sex. Think about that. I mean... You think you're about to get some. You think you're going to get sexual gratification. And you don't get that. And this guy is trying to rob you. Come on. Of course this guy's going to be pissed. Any man would be pissed.
22-year-old Derek Patterson has an MO. He connects with men through the dating app called Grindr, meets them in person, then comes up with a ruse to use their phone.
As soon as he gets...
Nobody... You know how many times I've had, like, homeless people or people that are like, oh, we ran out of gas. I need to call somebody to make sure, you know, they're coming to pick me up. Nope. You're not using my phone. You're not using anything. Because, yeah, it's just not happening. You're not using my phone. You're not going to put some type of spyware on there. Nope, not happening. Matter of fact, I'm not even going to let you do it with me holding the phone and having it on speaker.
Phone, change the password, and even change the face ID. And then once he has control of the phone, he'll begin using the person's apps to send himself money, Venmo, Cash App, even cryptocurrency and banking apps.
When the victim discovers what he's doing, he allegedly attacks them.
He even stabbed one victim in the chest.
Mark says, grizzinder.
He often threatens them with a taser. He's used pepper spray on victims.
All right, so let's be honest, okay? You know how many times, look, I'm not the biggest guy in the world. I am not the biggest guy in the world. They're going straight to porn. That's a good one, Fish on Jay. You know how many times I've been hit by tasers, the flying fish hooks, those little handheld ones? Ladies, I know a lot of people don't like guns and stuff. But ladies, go learn to at least how to handle a firearm. Because those tasers, they don't do anything. Matter of fact, it just pisses your rapist off even more. And don't even get me on the mace or bear spray or whatever it may be. Yeah, it hurts. It hurts. But it's still not going to incapacitate you. It's just not going to happen. Now, I'd rather, like, you ladies have a knife or something. I've been trying to sharpen. I'm going to do a knife sharpening video. I've always tried to learn, and I've been trying to teach myself. I found this knife of my mom. Of my mom's, and I've been trying to sharpen it. If any of you guys have any tips when it comes to sharpening a knife, because I want to do a YouTube video for that. Matter of fact, if any of you guys have any suggestions of YouTube videos and stuff you'd like me to do, try to learn something, try something new, just let me know. Iggy T, look. I would never, ever want anything to happen to you, Iggy T. And I, can you guys carry guns, Iggy T? Are you guys allowed to even own guns? I think you are in Canada. But if you guys can email me, Tuttle@gmail.com, if you want to give me any knife sharpening tips. Phone lines are open, 407-270-3044. Once again, that's 407-270-3044. I mean, Iggy T, you would be better off carrying a knife. That pepper spray, it may help you, but it's not going to stop somebody. What good does that do if you can own one but you can't carry it? Yeah, the Apple tags too. Yeah, a small knife. Look, Iggy, look at this. It even has a little hole that you can put it on your keychain. Look at that. I mean, that's not good. I'm telling you right now, you put that in somebody's leg and twist it. Yeah, it's not going to be good. I think you'd be better off with a little knife. But back to this guy. I don't know. This guy got, you know, this is not the first news story that I've played this week where somebody got the crap beat out of them for trying to steal stuff. Remember those people or those dudes from Chile that ran into that rugged Ray Romano? Yeah. I mean, this guy looks not as bad as the guy from Chile, but it's pretty bad.
Sometimes he just beats his victim with his fists.
According to an affidavit, from November 2019 to March 2022, he allegedly targeted and robbed more than 20 men.
And that's also the other thing. You know why he was getting away with it for so long? Is that some of the people that he robbed probably were not out of the closet, or they were in a heterosexual relationship, because they're not going to report it, because if you report it, it's going to be on file. There's going to be a police report. So that's easy pickings right there. And you know that's what happened. That's why this guy was able to get away with it for so long.
FBI agents arrested Patterson.
Man, this guy got it. He should have gotten it worse.
Monday, he's charged with one count of Hobbs Act robbery. The FBI says several victims told them they believe these were hate crimes.
What's Tiger at right now?
because Patterson used homophobic slurs. If convicted, he could face a maximum sentence of 20 years.
See, they're going to get him on the hate crimes.
Years in federal prison again.
Yeah, what? Wait. Vulture, I got to go back. Like, what was that about? I blew over that. I was Hobbs, Knob, what is that?
Many men. FBI agents arrested Patterson Monday. He's charged with one count of Hobbs Act robbery.
What is that? What is Hobbs Act robbery? What is that, please?
More than 20 men. FBI agents arrested Patterson Monday. He's charged with one count of Hobbs Act robbery.
What is Hobbs Act Oh, man. Hobbs Act I've never heard of it.
The FBI says several victims told them they believe these were hate crimes because Patterson used homophobic slurs. If convicted, he could face a maximum sentence of 20 years in federal prison. Again, the FBI says there could be additional victims and urges anyone to contact them. Reporting live in Hollywood, Kimberly Chang, KTLA 5 News.
All right, so now there's another story that I want to play. Now, I want you guys to understand, I'm an animal lover. Love animals, but back to the related story, I'm not going to put myself in danger like that woman that ended up getting killed trying to help a turtle cross the road. Also, I hate people that abuse animals. Now, this guy, I think it was out in California, he has a small little dog. And I probably would have done the same thing. He started, like, abusing the dog in front of a lot of people. Now, look at this screenshot right here. You got one, two, and then you got another guy running up to just start beating the absolute piss out of this guy that was abusing his, like, small little dog. Now, definitely hit him. Stop him from doing it. But these guys, like, I have no problem with what they did, but now, like, you know that this is going to set a precedent that they're going to be like, oh, man, we really messed up here, because they kept beating the guy even after the dog was safe. And like I said, I am an animal lover. But have you ever noticed that people get more upset over dogs dying than some humans dying? Or bad things that happen to dogs over bad things happening to humans. And like I said, I love dogs. But come on, man. Are we putting dogs on the same level as human beings?
A citizen's beat down in Hollywood after a group of people...
Now look at this. Look, they've already got the dog. They're beating the hell out of him. And this guy deserved it. Trust me. I agree. They should have beat him more. But, you know, you can't do this.
A citizen's beatdown in Hollywood after a group of people say they witnessed a man abusing a small dog on a leash.
What the f*** are you doing?
He was definitely abusing the dog.
I mean, I don't know. I hope that dog... I don't know. This is not the best-looking dog. These people, they... Do you guys realize that that guy could have had a gun? And you're going to go up and you're going to get your ass killed? Your family, you're not going to be there for your family anymore because a guy was beating a dog. Is it wrong? Yes, it is horrible. It is horrible. Yeah, it was. Yeah, at some point it was about beating someone and not saving a dog. Yeah, I'm just saying, I hate it. Call the cops and it's just not worth it.
Officer, I witnessed to that.
Some people passing by on Sunset got out of their cars to help.
I pulled over and started chasing them.
Oh, look at this. Yeah, okay. I mean, I bet she's fun.
And why is that?
Because that's absolutely not okay.
I'm dragging him and just kicking him.
I mean, man, I told you about this. It's like in prison. Women abusers, child molesters, people that are in there for animal cruelty.
Kicking him up, slamming him right here.
One of the men seen in this video hitting a man repeatedly yesterday near Sunset in the 101 freeway explained.
He started running. We chased him. And he's talking about the dog disrespected him.
Yeah, that's what I did.
The dog disrespected him. So he was afraid he was going to lose street cred because the dog was punking him.
Speaking to our cameraman just before police arrived, the man who police have not identified.
Why is this guy, has this guy ever heard, lawyer, stop talking. This is all going to be used against you in a court of law. No, and Tishon J, look, I agree with every bit of what you're saying. But is it worth, like, you don't know if this guy had a gun. Yeah, have you ever been told the worst thing you can do is tell a mom what they're doing wrong with their kids? Like, if their kids are acting up in a store and stuff, the last thing you want to do is tell them, hey, get a hold of your kids. Get your kids under control. No, especially if it's a African-American mother you're never going to hear the end of it. Just like you don't tell somebody what they should do with their dog and stuff. Now, like I said, absolutely horrible. But you already had the dog and you guys are just beating the shit out of him still.
The man, who police have not identified, said he didn't think the dog was hurt.
Beat him up like this? Nothing wrong with him?
The people who beat the man for nearly a minute and held him down until police arrived.
They beat him for a minute. I mean, he deserved it. But everybody's got a camera now. You can't do stuff like this.
I'd say they were conducting a citizen's arrest.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A little much.
We showed the video to LA criminal law attorney and
okay, I mean, Fozzie, I would love to hear it. Fozzie says I'm playing devil's advocate here. Let's hear it.
Drew Leventhal. He says the altercation leading up to the rescuing of the dog is probably fair, but continuing to beat the man even after the dog is safe raises some legal questions.
Which looks like the dog was already, you know, being taken care of at that point.
Yeah, of course.
So, like, technically, does it look like that, you know, the prosecution could file, you know, charges against the
All right, so as the last thing you want your lawyers to sound like he has absolutely no idea where he's going. He's saying and stutter. Watch this.
You know, charges against the men, you know, beating up the animal abuser. Yes, technically they could.
LAPD did not file charges against the men who helped rescue the dog.
Of course. No, they would never do that.
The man who was allegedly beating the dog, though, was arrested and charged with animal cruelty. The dog, taken by animal control, no word on its condition except that it appeared alert after the beating. In Hollywood, John Cuddy's Klimak, NBC.
Oh, that woman's already taken that dog. Forget about it. Peanut butter trick going on tonight at that house. Hold on. I got some other really, really good video here. Did you guys see this video of this plane crash? I don't know. I got two disaster videos here. This is really not even a news story. I just like playing some of these. Because, like, what was going on? Was this guy high? Was he getting some? Well, Foz, you're good with the Bubba-isms. If you're getting Riz-his, that's while you're driving. What would be a pilot flying and getting the equivalent of Riz Hits, because this guy has some explaining to do. This plane, DHL packages. Look at this. And I love the commentary. I know some Spanish, but I just love the explanation. Yep, Fliz His. Thank you, Nelly Mandingo. Fliz His. But this guy, he brings it down, but he didn't hit the brakes long enough. It's this yellow plane right there coming into the picture. And by the way, this is a big-ass plane. This is not some, like, single... Fozzie says Fizz his. I don't know, Fliz his. Or yeah, well, somebody already said Fliz his. So it's between Piz His and Fliz His, but I like Fliz His. All right, here he goes. Now watch him lock it up. He's going to lock it up here. And then he drifts it. Oh, there he's locking it up. Now watch. Watch this. He whips it around. whips it. Okay. I got a big complaint here. You know what? I'll let this video play out and I'll get to it.
Uy, madre santa, man. Uy, man. Carepicha, man.
May already snap the wing off.
Dios santo, man.
All right, so is it wrong of me when there's a natural disaster, when the cameraman is not paying attention, yeah, drifting like Nick Hogan? Is it wrong of me to get mad, like, when something really bad happens? And I know people get the reaction, and they're not thinking about that they're filming. Am I the only one that it really pisses you off when the focus, the thing that you're supposed to be filming, you let it go out of frame? Look at what this amateur does. All right, so one, I'm only seeing half of the plane. I'm seeing the back end of the tail. All right, so he gets back on it. Nope, you lost it there. Keep it center, buddy. Now watch. All right, why are you looking up in the air? Keep focused on it. And we miss out on some of the money shot. All right, see, I don't even see the plane now. And I get really, really pissed about this. I get frustrated.
Uy, madre,
all right, he's back.
Santa,
all right, so now, why are you losing the camera right when he goes off the runway?
Man.
All right, I'm looking. Now it's there. I missed the money shot. I missed the pop. All right, see, why are you, once again, why are you filming the mountains and stuff? All right, so I'm going to move on to another related video. Yeah, I know that, Fozzie, but come on, man, you're missing it. You're missing the shot. Do you see pornography cameramen go out of frame because they're looking with their own eyes? No. That's why you get the money shot all the time. The other big pet peeve that I have when it comes to videos, turn your videos horizontally. Do not give me an up and down video. I mean, I'll still watch this video, but do you realize how much better this video could have been? This guy, I guess, lives on a golf course, tornado coming. This guy's the biggest idiot. But he's just sitting out on the front porch. And you know, that's something my dad did. I never understood that when I was a kid. Why is it when you get older? My dad always used to go out on the front porch or just stand at the front door and watch it rain. Like if it was raining really, really hard. And I was like, why is he going out there? But now I know when you get older, like you'll go out to watch bad weather, watch it rain, do something like that. But this guy did this up and down thing. But I don't even think my dad would have stood out on the front porch while this tornado was coming. And think of how much better this video would have been if it would have been horizontal.
That is not good.
That ain't good. That is not good.
Not good.
He's still out on the front porch. Still out there. And this might be the clubhouse. Who knows? But he doesn't even go inside.
Over, Bull.
Look at that.
Crazy.
Now look at the trees. They're all coming down right there. Now look.
Trees falling down.
All right, so now this is where this guy's insanity comes, like, into full focus. He's still out on the front porch. Look at what this tornado does to his roof. All he can say is, there goes the roof. There goes the roof. I gotta see that one more time. All right, so, and finally, don't forget, Tuttle Daily Podcast will be on tomorrow. Still need to find out what time works best for you. If you don't want to say in the chat room, you can hit me up on any of my social media. Just search Tuttle, Tuttle with two Ds, T-U-D-D-L-E, or you can email me, Tuttle@gmail.com. Earlier, Iggy T was talking about not having bugs. I was talking about how I was hanging out with Colton. You know that Colton used to do pest control. And he said one of the worst things that, or one of the hardest things, bed bugs. Now, I don't even know if these are bed bugs or not. Wait, what is, I don't know what that means. What's 0500? 5 a.m.? Anyways. But bed bugs, they say, is one of the hardest things to get rid of. And I'm really not a big bug guy, but the infestations like this, how do people let things get this bad? Look at this.
I'm going to have you lift up the, be careful.
All right. So also at the same time, if you're a pest control guy, do you burn your clothes before you go inside? Because you cannot bring the clothes that your work clothes into the house. There's no way. Because you're going to be infested as well, too. I got a pretty strong stomach. This is bad. This is bad.
Not put your pants right there. Do not put your pants against that.
Oh, yeah. It's not like bugs can't jump.
Okay. Lift.
If you guys have a fear of bugs, don't watch this. Just giving you a heads up.
The bed and the box string up. Be very careful.
Look at all the bugs.
Stop right there.
Look at all that stuff right that. That's bugs. That's all bugs. And the guy was talking about, oh, don't get your pants up against it. No. You would have to burn your clothes. You would have to shave all that. No.
There. Oh my God.
Look down here. Look at the bottom. Those are those little white things. Those are all bugs just falling off.
This.
How does this happen? Like, this is on a different level than hoarders. I mean, I could see hoarders' houses getting this bad, but what the
fuck? My goodness, I've never seen nothing like this.
Oh, man. I mean, those are too big to be bed bugs. What is that? Can anybody tell me what that is? Any pest control people? Oh.
See, I just got this.
This guy said he just got this mat. Bullshit, you just got this mattress. But Mark even says this. Mark says, I did pest control, and I sprayed my pant legs and changed clothes at the garage. But, I mean, Mark, weren't you afraid them getting in your front lawn and then finding a way into your house? All right, so Nelly Mandingo, can I give you a little bit of an inside Iggy, Nelly Mandingo? Because if you go back and you listen to that show, you do realize that we were just joking. It was, I swear to God, Nelly Mandingo, complete joke. Because we always bust Colton's balls about being so cheap. And yeah, I mean, he would joke about, oh, I'd, you know, bring my own Chick-fil-A cup in and get free refills, all that good stuff. Colton never once showed a law enforcement or military ID, nothing like that. Nothing like that at all. I can promise you that. Mark says, worst infestation I ever saw. Looks like bed bugs. Iggy T says, makes my stomach turn. Iggy T, what would you do? Would you just burn the house down? I just don't know how I could live in a place like that. But Nelly Mandingo, I promise you, that was all just jokes. And by the way, if that was real, do you think that Colton in a million years would have admitted that working at the BRN? No. Never would have happened. Yeah, I know for a fact he still wouldn't have been working there if it was true.
Be careful, dude.
Look, oh my God. All right. I think you guys get the picture. Like I can't do that. All right, guys. I'm going to get out of here. Need to let me know what time works best, or do you just want me to do 7? I don't think a lot of people are going to be listening to my dumb ass on a Saturday night. So what do you think? No, I mean, Twisted Movies, I'm going to do a show tomorrow. I need you guys to let me know. Hit me up on any of my social media. Tell me what time works. I'm just thinking, like, start 2 or 3. Would you guys, like, check it out, 2 or 3? Let me know. Email me, tuttle@gmail.com, or I like it, 7 because it's 5 here. All right, well, you know what? We'll figure it out. You also can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. Once again, I apologize for missing yesterday's show. I want to thank everybody. Jesus, over 50,000 downloads in this week alone. And I got to find out. I want to get that number of my overall download since I began the Tuttle Daily Podcast. See you later, Nedley. Give me a text. Give me a call sometime so we can chat, Nedley Mandingo. All right, guys, getting out of here. Hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.